Our readings today for our moment of joy come from Ezekiel 47, 1 through 9 and verse 12, Psalm 46, 2 and 3, 5 and 6 and 8 and 9, and John 5, 1 through 16. This is entitled, Isn't It Ironic? Now that day was a Sabbath, John 5, 9. The pool, known for its curing waters, Bethesda, wasn't living up to its name. In Aramaic, Bethesda means house of mercy. We know the man on his mat had been ill for 38 years and is unable to walk. He says he has no one to bring him to the water. He has been a regular at Bethesda for a long time. It was believed that an angel stirred its waters to signify it was healing time. Whoever stepped in first was made whole. You would think someone there would have had mercy on him and helped him reach the waters. Instead, the man explains, while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus says to him, Rise, take up your mat, and walk. And immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. That's John 5, 8, and 9. As in yesterday's reading, Jesus' word is enough to bring about a miracle, and the one to whom he announces a miracle obeys at once. We read that it is against the Sabbath law for the man to carry his mat. This man, however, isn't trying to break the Sabbath. On the day set apart for the worship of the Lord, he acts to show the glory of God. He obeys Jesus, despite the risk of censure or punishment from the synagogue. Jesus has shown he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is the Lord of healing. He is the merciful Lord. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord, even when I face opposition, let me always serve and obey you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.